The decade between 1913 and 1923 was one of almost continual political crisis in Ireland. Within this short period, Ireland experienced international war, rebellion, guerrilla war, partition, secession from the UK state, and civil war. These events occurred against a backdrop of far more violent and revolutionary change elsewhere in Europe, and this war provided not merely a backdrop, but a catalyst for events in Ireland. Ireland's revolutionary decade would shape its political history for many decades. The legacy of this period is still with us. The Belfast Agreement of 1998 can be seen in part as an attempt to resolve unfinished business resulting from the partition of Ireland in 1920. One consequence of this is that Irish history has remained a particularly politicised history. Questions such as whether Republicans had a right to use violence to achieve freedom from British rule, or whether this violence was effective, have never been merely historical questions but have been bound up with contemporary politics. In this talk, I want to discuss the Easter Rising, but within the broader context of the First World War. Rather than providing a chronological overview, I want to focus on a few key questions. Why was there an Easter Rising? What was it intended to achieve? How was it shaped by the Great War? And ultimately, what impact did it have? One interesting feature of the Easter Rising is that, although it's arguably the most important event in modern Irish history, there's still much disagreement about it. The question of whether the rebels thought they had any chance of success is still debated. Was 1916 a blood sacrifice, a symbolic gesture intended to awaken the Irish people, or was it a genuine attempt to overthrow British rule? Historians also disagree on the issue of causation. Should the rising be seen as inevitable? Was it, as the rebels declared in the Easter Proclamation, a natural culmination of the long history of resistance to British rule that had spanned several centuries? Or, as some historians would argue, was it an unpredictable event brought about by short-term political crisis resulting from unionist resistance to home rule and the impact of the First World War?